Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
This is the story that would not end. I felt like every day for a good 6 months I had some kind of update or whatever on it.
A perpetual story?
A perpetual story.
Okay.
Yeah. The legal battle between the co-stars of It Ends With Us is over.
Wait.
Yes. They were supposed to go to trial in 2 weeks, and they have settled.
Who buckled?
They settled now after all that?
Reputations are
destroyed.
Ruined.
Both of them are covered in poop. Yeah.
And now they decide, gets any worse, let's stop the bleed. Who decided? Who made the offer?
It's impossible to tell because of the joint statement that the two of them released.
Oh, so they signed some kind of, let's just stop this. Okay, let's hear it.
So Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni co-starred. I think he directed it, and they co-starred in It Ends With Us, which is a good movie. After all the hubbub started, I'm like, I'm gonna stream that. My sister and I sat and watched it.
Hi, Tina.
Hey, Tina. Oh, Tina Taco Tuesday. I just associate tacos with Tina. They
Poor
announced
Tina.
Take a bite of the Tina.
She loves
taco.
You so much. You're her big sis.
I love her too.
But
my
you
best
didn't.
Friend. Well, I did love her. She was my sister. But
you weren't always nice.
I was a cruel and unusual sister.
Did your parents?
Tina, you
your
fat
parents?
Lard, come get some dinner.
Your parents never intervened.
Yeah, they did intervene. Are you kidding me? I was in trouble a lot for
the way you treated her. Okay.
Yeah. Tina.
And meanwhile, even after getting in trouble, you'd be like, I'm going to get you next time.
They were scared. My mom would leave me.
They
to,
as in?
My brother too, yeah. My mother would be like, okay, I got to go to the supermarket. Sarah's in charge. And they'd be like, no, please don't leave us with her. And I'd be all,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, they left me alone. The kids did because they were like, hide, quick.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, how do we get on that?
I have no idea.
Anyway, Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, they make a movie together. Oh, because I watched the movie with my sister. It Ends With Us is the name of the movie. And it's all we've been freaking here about it. Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds have been drawn into the fold. It's like, there's just so much going on with this. Well, I heard about PR smear campaigns and takedowns and... It's over, thank God. They effectively ended their years-long legal dispute after a court-ordered settlement conference last week. The terms of the settlement and who paid what to whom, not revealed. They were set to head to trial, I think, maybe the 19th or something, a couple weeks from now. Lively accused Baldoni of sexual harassment during the production of the 2024 movie It Ends With Us, which he directed. She also alleged that Baldoni's production company, Wayfarer Studios, retaliated against her after she complained about allegations of misconduct on the set. He vehemently denied that. The end product, the movie It Ends With Us, this is a quote from... This is directly from their statement. The end product, the movie It Ends With Us, is a source of pride to all of us who work to bring it to life. They said this in a joint statement. Raising awareness and making a meaningful impact in the lives of domestic violence survivors and all survivors is a goal that we stand behind.
And then you turn... Never mind.
The lawyers said that they acknowledge the process presented challenges and recognize concerns raised by Ms. Lively deserved to be heard. We remain firmly committed to workplaces free of improprieties and unproductive environments. It is our sincere hope that this brings closure and allows all involved to move forward constructively and in peace, including a respectful environment. And that's what they said about it.
Oh, they could have just put this out a year ago, over a year ago.
I think they both really thought that they were going to make bank and get the rights to these movies. Instead, they've essentially destroyed both of their careers. Like, I don't know who did what or even exactly what all of the allegations are. I just know that I see them and go, enough of them.
It's so weird for this to come out of a movie about this.
About domestic violence.
And so for this to be the end result, it's very disheartening. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And I do...
Well, it's a bit of a letdown. I was looking forward to getting recaps from the trial. you know, as a reporter who only cares about what, you know, how things affect me.
Right. I just don't even know what to.
I know. Okay. There you go. It's over, friends.
They haven't helped either of their own careers.
I know
at
who
all.
He is. I saw that movie because of this.
No. Yeah, I don't. I didn't.
It's the only positive I can see in the whole thing.
This is all I know of him as well. I've never seen anything.
Well, I know he's got a podcast. He's actually good in this. They're both great in this movie. They're both really good. Wow. And now it's over.
Okay.
Thank God.
I wonder what the aftermarket value is of either of these actors.
I don't know. She, for one, lost all her little side businesses. That Betty Buzz thing, I guess nobody was buying that anymore. And does she also have a makeup thing she's got? Or is it just the, like, snacks and beverages?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm sure that Ryan Reynolds was also like, it's time for this to end. Let's go ahead and settle this. I've had enough of your stuff splattered on me.
Oh,
that's her husband.
You bet.
You know, Blake, if you're listening, if you're truly a good person, then it's all going to be okay. You know, it comes back around. I've watched enough reality TV to know, doesn't matter how big of a villain you are, 1, 2, 3 seasons later, you could be beloved. So
Blake Lively's
strong.
Primary business ventures include the premium sparkling mixer brand Betty Buzz, the alcoholic beverage line Betty Booze, and her hair care line, Blake Brown.
That's it. Blake Brown. All right, anyway, it's over. Maybe we'll never talk about Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively again. It's possible. I think the person who lost the most in all of this is Ryan Reynolds. I definitely don't care about him anymore. I used to love him. And I think the shining star in all of this is Taylor. She was all, no, I'm walking away from this. I'm canceling my friendship with you. Harsh. But necessary. She could have got totally dragged into this if she was all, nah, 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 and you said this. And nah. But she didn't. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome. Every morning
on Alice 97.3.